We're learning Shmuel Beis. We're up to Perek Shmuel Beis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis. So it's once again Shmuel Beis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, November 1st, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayera. Just to recap, and what we left off with last week, that Avner was accused by Ishbosheth for marrying the wife of, not the wife, but the Pelegish of Shaul. This was last week. And Avner was very insulted. Avner felt, your whole existence as being a king is due to me. I'm the one who gave you the rightful position, but nonetheless, if I wasn't the one promoting you, you would not be the king right now. And this is how you treat me? So that was last week. Now, what's going to happen here is an interesting turn of events. Avner is going to send David HaMelech an email. Well, it says Malachim, messengers, right? So he's going to send him the messengers and say, you're the rightful king, and I'm going to join your side. And Dov is going to say back, okay, you could do that. But there's a t'nai I want first, a little stipulation. I want my wife, Michal, I want her back. And this discussion of Michal is discussed in Shmuel Aleph, where David HaMelech married Michal, and there was a whole discussion between, halachic discussion between Shaul HaMelech and David, whether or not, how the marriage, viable according to what financial or how did the marriage take place. Shaul said he wanted, there's a discussion of Mea Orlos, of the Plishtim, 100 of the Orlos of the Plishtim, the foreskins, and there's a whole discussion halachically in the Kadesh B'milveh, which we're not going to get into. That's a whole other time and place. Shaul HaMelech felt Michal was not married to David, and therefore, according to the encouragement of Doeg, who, although he has this category that he fits into in Sanhedrin, is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the last in the Perek Chelek, that puts him in the category of those who ain lam chelek loilam haba. But he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he explained to Shaul HaMelech that David's wife is not his wife. What does that mean? Because David was a dead man. He was alive but dead. Why was he alive but dead? Because he was a married by Malchus. Says Doeg to Shaul, since David HaMelech rebelled against you and was rebelling against him, he's deserving the death penalty. So therefore, it's like he's dead. And if it's like he's dead, so then he's a dead man. So Michal's married to a dead man, so she could get remarried. So this is what Doeg encouraged Shaul to say, that Michal, Shaul's daughter, was not married to David. What did Shaul do? He gave Michal to Palti ben Laish, to marry his daughter Michal. Now David is going to be saying, I want my wife Michal back. He's telling this to Avner, and we'll see he's going to say this to Ishbosheth as well. One of the reasons why the Mepharshim say that David does this is because, once again, David is building, his goal here is to build up the Malchus based David, because this is what Hashem wants. How is he supposed to do this? Well, if he has his wife back, who is her father? Her father was Shaul. So it gives more validity to his Malchus. It's not just David HaMelech has taken the Malchus, which of course Shmuel anointed him, and of course Beis Yehuda anointed him as well. But he also is the son-in-law of the king, of the previous king. Let's see the Pasuk now. Pasuk Yud Beis. Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayishlach Avner Malachim El David Tachtov Leimor. Now, I just want to point out, we had this word Tachtov in the last Perek. This word Tachtov we had when Asael was killed. And if you take a look back, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, the Pasuk says, Vayimoin Losor, Asael refused to turn away from Avner. Vayakeu Avner ba'acharei hachonis. Avner killed him with the back of the spear. El achoimish, we said in the fifth, between the fourth and fifth ribcage, the gallbladder and was, the liver and the gallbladder. Vateitzi achonis me'acharov. The spear comes out behind him, behind Asael, through his body. Vayipol sham v'yamas. Here's the word, tachtov. Now, we have the same word tachtov over here as God. I'm not making gzeres shav. That's Chazal do. That's not for me to do. Okay. What I just want to point out, perhaps, this is the beginning and the end, the close to the end of Avner's downfall. Now that he's switching sides, he eventually will be killed by Yoav as a result of this tachtov over here that he killed Asael. Okay. Let's just keep that in mind. So he sends messengers, and he says, "Lemi aretz." We'll see what Rashi, what that means. Leimar karsa brischo iti. Let's make a treaty, a bris. Hine yodi imach lahasei velecha es kol Yisrael. Avner says, "My hand is with you. I will be with you to recruit and to gather together all of Klal Yisrael." Now the Mefarshim explain the power of negiyah. We have to ask ourselves a question over here. Once again, Avner was a tzaddik. Avner was a bigger Talmud Chacham than David HaMelech. How could I say that? Because David said that. I'm not testing anybody. And Avner, so once again, on his great Madrega, he felt halachically Yishbaishas should be the next king. So what's happening all of a sudden? He gets insulted and he's switching sides. So Koyach HaNegiyah Chazal tell, the Mefarshim tell us. The Koyach HaNegiyah means that once he was so insulted, even though he felt originally that Ishbosheth should be the king, now he's switching sides. He's joining David's camp. And he's sending him a message, "I will help you recruit everybody to be on your side." Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Yud Beis. The second Rashi, which says, Lemi Aretz. Lemi Aretz, Loshen Shavua. He's making he's swearing. B'mi sh'aretz shaloi, to the one who the land is his. Davar achar, what does this mean? Tachtov. Now, if you look over here in the Pasuk, the Rashi is telling us, Shmoi, the name of Avner, hizkir t'chila bigeris. Avner put his name first, in the letter. V'achar kach hizkir shem David. And afterwards, he put David's name. Ulekach nena. Rashi says that's why he was punished. Kosav, what did Avner write in the letter? This letter, this email that we don't see, Rashi telling us what it said inside. Mimeni, Avner sar tzva Yisrael. This letter is from me. Who am I? It's Avner, the general of Klal Yisrael. LeDavid, to David, Melech Yisrael, the king of Israel. Shalom, peace upon you. The Mefarshim say that since Avner put his name first in front of David, he was nenosh, he was punished. Just compare and contrast for a second, and Chas Hashem, not to give any respect to Nebuchadnezzar, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us what schus Nebuchadnezzar had to rule over the world. To such a degree, I believe the Medrash says that when he died, Nebuchadnezzar, when he died, the in Gehenim, they were afraid because he's coming. Whatever this means. Okay? The Gemara says that Nebuchadnezzar was the scribe for the king. And when Chizkiyahu was sick, and Hashem made a nace and held the sun in Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda's merit, and he was cured, Melech Baladan, the king that Nebuchadnezzar was a scribe for, wrote a letter, had a letter written to Chizkiyahu. And in this letter, this scribe, who in the absence of Nebuchadnezzar, he was not there at the time when this letter was written, he did not put Hashem's name first. He wrote greetings to the king of Israel and to the God of Israel, but he did not put Hashem first. Nebuchadnezzar said, what does it say in the letter? How'd you write it? So he said, well, you know, greetings to the king of Israel. And then the God of Israel came, did not come first. Nebuchadnezzar said, that's how you write a letter? You don't greet Hashem first, the God of Israel? The Gemara says it took three steps. The side over there in the Gemara says, some say it took four steps. And the Malach Gavriel came down and held him back. And the Mefarshim and Masbir, they explain that it was those three or four steps that he took which gave him the schus, the merit, in the, for the sake of Hashem's honor, to Hashem reward him and give him all of the rulership, the authority to rule over the world. So we see, has to be, things have to be done in the right order. When a person's leaving a room, speaking a little on the side now, Rav Avigdor Milodetzal, he says, we put our right shoe on and then our left shoe. Tie the left shoe, then tie the right shoe. This is a halacha, it's brought down. This is how we should get dressed in the morning. What's the emphasis? The emphasis is that the right is more chashuv. Okay, so what's the big deal? Because it's teaching us something, that when there's something more chashuv, the more chashuv goes first. So let's apply this to everyday life. There's a doorway. One person can get through at a time. There's an elderly individual and there's a younger person. Who goes first? The Torah, Klai Yisrael, applauds zikna, age. And we say the elderly individual, he goes first. Not the young child who wants to run through and maybe knock him down. Right, of course not, on purpose, you know. So this is the message what Ramil is telling us, that when we put on the right shoe first, the right is more chashuv. Here we're being told Yamin is more chashuv. So here, Avner made the mistake. He didn't write David's name first. And he should have wrote David's name first. Lekach says Rashi Nenosh. He was punished. Pasuk Yud Gimel. David says back, good, I'll make a bris to you. One thing I ask from you, Leimar saying, ki, you will not see my face, we will not make this bris unless im lifnei. I want you to bring my wife, Micha Bashol, back to me. As we just explained in the introduction, that Micha was taken away, Micha was given to Palti. Pasuk Yidalid, Vayishlach David Malachim el Ishboishes ben Shaul Leimor. David now sends messengers to Ishboishes, the son of Shaul, saying, Tanoas Ishti es Michal asher irasti li b'meya orlo es plishtim. Give me my wife, Michal, that I married with the Mea Orlis Plishtim, as it was discussed with your father, Shaul HaMelech. Says the Radak, very important Radak, which is teaching us a lesson in life. Vayishlach Dov Malachim. Afal pi shesholach la'Avner. Even though he sent a message to Avner. So Avner is going to take care of this. So why is he sending another message? What, he's seeing the email? What's he doing? Sholach gam kein l'ishboishes l'chvoidoi. For Ishboishes' honor. You hear the tzidkas of David HaMelech? Ishboishes was raised and elevated to be the king against him. And he sends him a message to honor him, because nonetheless, he was made as the king. lichvoidai. Shloi rotzo likachta b'loi rishusoi. He did not want to take it without his rishus. Unbelievable. The tzidkus of David HaMelech. Did he need his rishus? He didn't need his rishus. Shloi rotzo likachta b'loi rishusoi. Without each baish's rishus. It's a beautiful lesson. Giving someone else covered, if it doesn't cost anything, do it. If it costs something, then you have to make a cheshbon. Okay, but definitely, it doesn't cost. Especially a smile, say hello, greet a person. Make a person feel like $1 million. Just by a smile, a good, right? You're practicing, you see. Very good. Excellent. Pasuk des Zvav. Vayishlach Ishbaishes. Ishbaishes sends back Vaikachel Mim Ish. He takes her from Ish. We'll see what this means. Who is this Ish from her husband? Meim Paltiel ben Laish. Now, he takes her from a man by the name of Paltiel ben Laish. Didn't I just say his name was Palti? What, I was calling by a short nickname? What is it? What is this? Is his name Palti or his name Paltiel? His name is Palti. But his name was changed to Paltiel. What does it mean it's changed? Kel is Hashem, it was the name of Hashem was added to his name. Why? As we'll see, the Mefarshim tell us that Palti was a tzaddik. A tzaddik of enormous strength. And Paltiel took a sword. And he took that sword, and just like we have this table in front of us, can envision a bed, and he stuck it into the bed. And he stuck the sword in the bed, and he said, whoever is involved with any type of action that takes place with the bed will be killed with this sword. Yidkar becherev. Yidaki becherev will be killed with this sword. What's he saying? Palti felt that he cannot be married to Michal. He was in a situation. He was giving her as a wife, but he never lived with her as a wife. And he took the sword and he stuck it into the bed. And all the time, the whole time that he was with her, they did not live as a husband and wife. And there's a tremendous nisayon, a tremendous challenge. And he was giving the Shem Hashem, Kel, Paltiel, Ben Laish. So, it depends who you ask, it's Machlekes. You call up Shaul HaMelech, he'll say no. Yeah, the Pesach from Doeg. You call up David HaMelech, he'll say yes, she's my wife. One lady is only married to, allowed to marry one man. Let's just see another pasuk, and then we'll go into this a little deeper. Pasuk des Zayin, Vayelech ita isha haloich uvachoi achareha ad bachurim Vayomei lo v'avner leich shuv v'yoshoif. What's going on there? Very unclear pasuk. Vayelech ita, he, meaning Paltiel, was walking with her. He was crying. Ad Bachurim, up until Bachurim. Avner says to him, Leich shuv v'yoshev. Go back to your house, go back. And he went back. The Mefarshim have a tremendous amount to say on these psukim. What's he crying about? Why is he crying? If this nisayin was there, now it's taken away. So we daven every day. Shloi day nisayin. We don't want Hashem to bring us to a challenge, to a test. So what's he crying about? So the Mefarshim explained, the Radak, the Rishonim, the Mefarshim explained like this. Says Rashi, Pasuk Zayin, Halach Uvachoy, what's he crying about? Al mitzvah ha'hileches mimenu. Shekol oison hashonim no'atz cherev beinoy leveino b'mito v'loy nichsholba. He's crying because of the mitzvah ha'hileches mimenu. He's not going to have this mitzvah. What's this mitzvah? To refrain from being with Michal. So he's crying, he's losing his mitzvah. See the madrega of such a person? Shekol oison hashonim, all those years, he stuck this cherev in the bed and nothing ever happened. And the question is as follows. The question is, the same way he stuck this knife in the bed, the sword in the bed, what's holding him back from taking it out? There's a challenge, isn't he? Nisayon. So he'll take it out of the bed. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal explains that what Paltiel did was, when he was at the Esrakshus with the emotions and were running, he took that sword and he stuck it into the bed as a reminder that when his Yetzihara gets stronger, he sees that sword. And we learned earlier, what happens when a person does something against the king? His misa is bechene, is with a cherub, with a saif. That's why he had the sword specifically by the bed, because he's reminding himself that he would be married by Machos. He felt that he's like David, that he's not allowed to be married to Michal. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, Mazbir, that sword is the reminder that's speaking to him. That whenever his Yitzhahara would get stronger, if it would get stronger, that sword would say, Yidaki Becherev. Whoever deals with such an act will be Yidaki Becherev. Bring down the Sefer Be'er Moshe explains this, that he was boicha ala mitzvah ha'ileches mimenu. He was crying because of this mitzvah that's leaving him. He says, "Lama hiskimu l'nisuin she'shol ha'melech hisya yisam." Why did he agree to the marriage that Shaul married them off? V'arei yonu mevakshim yakadosh baruch hu, like we said a minute ago, shelo yivyenu l'idei nisayin. We daven to Hashem, don't bring us to a test, a challenge. How did he accept this upon himself, this challenge? So he says, The Be'er Moshe wants to explain that if they would not have accepted this nisayon upon themselves, then they would have, Shaul would have given Michal to someone else who had not been able to stand in this challenge. So that's why they accepted this nisayon, because of the possibility that this might have ended up in a worse situation. So that's why they accepted this nisayon, for fear that Shaul will give Michal to someone else. Now, the Sefer Mishpatei Zohar brings from the Sefer Gilgulei Neshamos, from the Rambam Mipano. What I'm about to share with you is I don't know anything, and I'm saying it loud and clear, nothing to do with humility. I don't know about Gilgulim. I'm just going to read from the Sefer, and we'll see what the Sefer has to say. V'amasya ben Chorosh. It's brought down in Yalkut Shemoni as well. I saw the Sefer Hadoris brought this down as well. Shenotz shnei mismoris shel eish be'einov shloi lahabit be'paneo dahi zoyna. There's a Gemara, there's a case, there's the Maisa with Rav Masya ben Chorosh. He blinded himself. He blinded himself so he shouldn't be challenged with a lady trying to persuade him to do an Aveira. He blinded himself, literally. Put boiling ash, smarishal ash in his eyes. So he shouldn't look at a certain lady who was trying to get him to do an Aveira. V'ha'inyan ki Rabbi Masya hoya paltiel ben layish. The neshama of Rabbi Masya was the same neshama of Paltiel ben Laish. Shalokach Michal Bashal, that was married to Michal to some degree. V'emes ki oz no'at zchera beinu leveina. The truth is, he stuck the sword in between him and her, as we said. Al kol zois, nonetheless, lo yohoya lo yila akva v'lekibla. According to this, he should not have had her by his house and accept her in the first place. I don't want to marry her. When there's a chil Hashem, I don't want to do it. Even though he didn't touch her, he didn't touch Michal. But his eyes saw her. Shloi b'kavana. On the great level of Paltiel, his eyes still saw her. He didn't intend to derive benefit from her, from her beauty, but he still saw her. The ayin shezon v'mashena shaloi rotza atel saki. Now the eye that nourished itself from that which was not his, he wanted to correct. Continues the sefer Gula Nishamais with seer atzmai v'iver es einav. He pained himself and blinded his eyes. And this lady was really the Yitzhahara who was there to test him and challenge him like this. Void, he says further, Kimatsinu Pasag Echod, Oimir Palti, Pasag Echod says Paltiel. Why one Pasag says Palti, like we discussed, why one Pasag says Paltiel? Umilas kel shenitoyse b'shmoy loymar, this Aleph Lamed, the name of Hashem, which is added to his name, shepoltu kel m'naveira, that Hashem saved him from naveira. As the Gemara tells us in Kedushin and in other places, il molei loysiyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu gam oz hayunayfil. If not for Hashem helping him to pass this nisoyin, this test with Michal, he would not have been able to pass it. Il molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yocholoy. The Gemara says, if not for Hashem helping us, we cannot overcome this Yitzhahara. But now, he's Azek Keneged Yitzroi V'loi Rotz L'Havi B'Panel. Now he wanted to not benefit from anything from what the way this lady looks, and he blinded himself. The Gamamr Rebbe Sinuzal, Shloi Shehem Shepoltim Na'aveira. There are three, the Gemara tells, the Medrash tells us in the Vayikra Rabbah, Perek Chav Gimel Pa'is Yud, Shloi Shehem Shepoltim Na'aveira. The three that are set that save themselves from Aveira. Elohein Yosef, Yael, Upaltiel. Kel made a love. Hashem is made on them, Shloi Noga b'Michal, that he did not touch Michal. In Kol Zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Medatim Chasidah v'Iro Loi, Ha'hu Maisa, Ha'hi Maisa v'Shneim, Rabbi Masya Upalti, V'Soid Nitzus, Yosef HaTzadik. Both Paltiel and both Rav Masya have a nitzus of Kedusha that they come from Yosef HaTzadik. As I was makdim, I have no ideas with this topic, with Gilgulim. Now, I will mention that from different sefer I saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Malach Rifal and cured Rav Masya's eyes. I did see that. It's always nice to have a happy ending. There is always a happy ending. We just don't see it all the time. And I just want to end with one more point. How did David know this? How did David know? David sends a message, messengers, go get my wife back. A lady that's married to another man cannot be married to her husband, previous husband. How did David know that this whole act of tzidkus of Paltiel? So, the Mefarshim explain that David, with his nevuah, was not samech alone. Because even though he did see that nothing happened, but nonetheless, he had negiyas with David. Tzidkus of David Melech. He had negiyas with David. And when a Navi gets a nevuah from Hashem, he has to interpret it. And it could be he interpreted the way he wants to interpret it. So he was samech on other Nevi'im. And that's how he was able to take Michal back. And he was aware that there was no Ma'isa Aveir that took place. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you.